Hello, Theology 1 students and any guests who are listening to these lectures. We're very happy to welcome you to our class. This is the first of our Bible Institute classes to actually be done completely online. This lecture is entitled Understanding Doctrine and Theology. And if you have a copy of our class notes, I'm on page 1 in the notes. The word doctrine comes to us from Latin, and its meaning is that which is taught. Another way of describing doctrine would be to call it teaching. And when you use the word teaching, there's certainly less of a mystique with that word and less of an intimidation factor, whereas doctrine sounds very formal. Theology means the study of God or a study of statements about God. Often people consider theology to be some obscure field and one that's filled with deep terminology that's far beyond our grasp, especially those of us who are normal. Theology and doctrine, then, are left for clergymen and philosophers and for the occasional intellectual who's interested in religious things. That's not the angle from which we're going to approach theology. First off, if you're in the middle of the notes on page 1, I'd like you to notice that there are several branches in the area of theological study. It is good for you, though, to know these terms and what they mean. So biblical theology is a theology that is looking at the scriptures in particular to see what they say. For instance, in biblical theology, you might have someone say, what is the theology of Luke in his book, or in his books, Luke and Acts? Or what is the theology of Matthew in his gospel? Or what is Paul's theology? What is Johannine or John's theology? That would be biblical theology, and you're looking from the Bible itself and seeing what the writers say in their biblical books about the topic of sin or man or heaven. Theology proper is theological study that's limited to the Trinity. That would be God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So that's another branch of theology. Historical theology is looking at theology as it has developed over time through history. And so you would look perhaps at the early church and see what their beliefs were about future things, the coming kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then you might look at the medieval church. Then you would look at the Reformation. You would look at the modern age. It's a historical development and looking for changes in how people viewed things, whether it has to do with the church, has to do with the person of Christ, whether it has to do with the doctrine of salvation. It's a very interesting theological branch. But the one that we're going to pay the most attention to in this course is what we call systematic theology. This is analyzing facts that concern God and what he's done and what he says from all the sources that are available to us. That would include the Bible, but it's not solely the Bible. So it would also include science, it would include reason, it would include anything that we could use in terms of reasoning and deducing, as well as what God has revealed to us. Systematic theology would be the fullest, then, of the branches. It's most comprehensive, and it uses knowledge from many different disciplines. Our outline in this course is following systematic theology's major categories, and those categories would be theology, the study of God, bibliology, the study of the Bible, and then we have angelology, the study of angels, and that includes demonology, the study of demons, hamartiology, the study of sin, anthropology, the study of man, and that's where our course ends. It ends with that particular branch, but in theology too, we go on to cover soteriology, the study of salvation, ecclesiology, the study of the church, and eschatology, the study of future things or last things. These different branches, theology, bibliology, angelology, hamartiology, anthropology, soteriology, ecclesiology, and eschatology, you could say make up the main branches of systematic theology.